On the first day of my Philosophy 101 class, I ask my students this question. Does life make any sense? A few awkward moments pass. One hand goes up and then another. No, life doesn't make sense, many students tell me. It seems arbitrary and full of pain and suffering. How does this make them feel, I ask? They tell me it causes them anxiety and even depression. Well, what do they plan to do about it, I inquire. They have no answer. And this, of course, only adds to their anxiety. Fortunately, there is an answer. It's called wisdom. Not exactly a fashionable concept these days, but given how much mental illness is reported on campus, it's primed for a comeback. The Oxford Dictionary defines wisdom this way: the capacity of judging rightly in matters relating to life and conduct. Soundness of judgment. That's something we all desire. Life is complex. Difficult questions and choices confront us all the time. Wisdom helps us to deal with them. By the way, the word philosophy means the love of wisdom. So where should we start on our wisdom journey? How about with the most significant and influential book in human history? One for which there is no close second, the Bible. Not surprisingly, it has a lot of thoughts on the subject. Proverbs 9:10 takes us right to the heart of the matter. The fear of God, the proverb tells us, is the beginning of wisdom. Whoa, that's a bold statement. Let's unpack it and see what we find. Fear is universal. Everyone fears something. Indiana Jones fears snakes. Ron Weasley fears spiders. Most people fear public speaking. Sometimes, our fears are abstract. We fear losing what we love. A good job, losing a friend or a family member. People fear getting sick, being dependent on others, and ultimately, they fear death. But if wisdom is your concern, and the Bible thinks it should be, then fear of God is fear number one. Why? First, to fear God is a recognition that you are not God. Life suddenly has order. A clear hierarchy is established. God, then man, then animals. If you take God out of the equation and place ourselves at the top of the pyramid, then we make the rules. We only answer to ourselves. The whole notion of an objective standard of right and wrong goes out the proverbial window. Morality becomes a matter of opinion. Since human beings can rationalize any behavior to suit their purposes, the result is moral confusion, even chaos. When we fear God, he did create the universe after all, we take our rightful place in the hierarchy. We're up there, but we're not in first position. To acknowledge this is an act of humility. It's much easier to acquire wisdom when you don't think you already know it all. As it says in another verse in Proverbs, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil." Second, fearing God will very likely make you a better person. There are academic studies to back this up. A 2012 study published by the Public Library of Science found that fear of divine punishment leads to more ethical behavior. Just as most children fear their father, wait till your father comes home, we are to fear God's wrath. Many of the most important commandments in the Bible, like "do not put a stumbling block in front of the blind," are immediately followed by the phrase, "you shall fear God, I am the Lord." In other words, if you act in an unethical manner, I, God, will know, and there will be consequences. Fear God, and you're much less likely to do something you shouldn't. By definition, that will help you make smarter decisions. That's some serious wisdom right there. And third, if you fear God, you will fear others less. Doing what is right becomes easier even if the consequences are not to your immediate advantage, because you know you must answer first to God, not people. This will give you courage as well as wisdom. Of course, you might dismiss everything I've just said with one simple objection. You don't believe in God. You're an atheist. So this means nothing to you. You might be surprised to know that the Bible anticipates your objection. The Psalms tell us the fool says in his heart, "There is no God." The Bible knows that many will reject its advice. Of course, it says you're foolish to do so. But you can do it. You have free will, another biblical belief, by the way. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It's not the middle or the end, but you have to start somewhere. And that somewhere, the Bible emphatically states, is accepting the basic structure of the universe and your place in it. If you can't do that, you will be lost. The peace and tranquility that you seek, that we all seek, will elude your grasp. If, however, you're looking to make sense of what appears to you now to be a senseless world, Proverbs 9:10 is well worth contemplating. I'm Owen Anderson, professor of philosophy and religious studies at Arizona State University for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video. To keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.